He joins us to preview the meeting. How are you, Warren?
Oh, I'm very well, thanks, Nat.
What do you make of this program today?
Oh, I think for a Monday meeting at Wangaratta, there's a bit of depth to it. And, I think a number of stables probably don't run the gauntlet of getting down and taking on the locals at Warrnambool. So probably with the 3 days at Warrnambool last week, we're always going to get decent-sized fields. At Wangaratta, they've divided a race, and I think there's a bit of depth to some of them, despite the fact that we've got quite a few scratchings.
Okay, well, let's have a look at the program today. We kick things off race number one. Take out 5, 6, 7, 11 and also 12 along with the 15. We've got number 1, Asira 750, Allardade at 320. It's the favourite, the first starter, 8 for Anjana. Farthing Woods at $4.80, and then you're down to Wanasa, who's at $3.40, and Zero Firmino, who's a $9 chance.
Going to go with Wanasa at Nance. I was keen on her leading into her debut following a couple of really impressive trials. She's just not quite a push-button horse yet. She wanted to go forward and overdo it a bit, so she's had the benefit of that day at the races. Maybe that'll just teach her to settle that little bit. She'll need to, but she's... of what I've seen of the horses in this race, she's certainly got the speed to get across and get into a nice spot. She's just got to learn to pace herself. Allardade's trialled up nicely, asked to do a bit in a recent official barrier trial, and looks to be coming to hand well, and Mick Price with a strong hand in the meeting. 14 Zorro Feminino, she's trialled up and jumped out quite nicely to get to the races. I think she'll be better when she gets over further, but she'll be strong late on debut at 1,000. And it's a while since I've seen a jump out for number one, Arcera, but there was some encouraging signs in that jump out a while ago, and give it time to mature and kicks off her career here. 13, 2, 14 and 1.
So we go 13 from 2, 14 and 1 in the first event. So we go over to race number 2 now, and having a look at this maiden over 1,000, take out runners 1, 2, 3 and also 7. We've got number 4, Eagle Point at $5.50, $2 St Paul's Bay, $4.40 for Masabi, and you're looking at longer odds for the others.
I like what I've seen at the trials from Masabi now. She's only been to the races on a couple of occasions, and the most recent trial I've seen was a few months ago. But, she's got a good natural running style and may well have just taken time to be able to translate that to the races. Crossover Noseband goes on here, and Andrew Sordenstein having a terrific run at the moment. I think she'll run very well here first up. Number 10, ahead of St Paul's Bay, who's also first up. You can mount a case to say he's unlucky to still be in maiden grade. He hasn't had the best of luck on a couple of occasions. He's had a throat procedure, but he looks to have trialled up nicely enough to get back to the races. 4 Eagle Points, consistent and hard and fit, and 11 Smooth Transition, stablemate the Ledgers with a big hand on their home track. I thought a recent trial was okay, next best for me. But 10 and 6 are the key players here. 10, 6, 4, 11.
So we go 10 from 6, 4 and 11. We go to race 3 over 1,100. Take out 1. Now 5's a late scratching. Also horses 10, 16 and the 18. Now here we've got number 4, Holy Diamond at 7. You're down to $2 for Lael. It's the favourite. Manui at $4.40, and you've got Isle of Light at $6.
I think Lael will get the maiden out of the way here, Nards. She was unlucky on debut at Cranbourne over 1,000 metres. She's had that gap between runs. She's at 1,100 metres here, which I think is ideal from a good barrier draw. 2 jump outs and an official barrier trial. So Mick Price has certainly put the work in her to get her fit for her first up run, and everything she's done looks to be of a pretty good quality. And I think she's capable of winning today and progressing on. 11 Playel, 15 Mui Nui was well supported and just didn't get a lot of luck first up. Just got into a bit of a claustrophobic confined space and couldn't really stretch out. The jump outs going into that justified the support, so she can certainly improve with a better run in transit. 4 Holy Diamonds got the gear change with the blinkers going on here, trialled up nicely in them in the fog at Flemington recently, and an 8 Dashing Dot with 1 run under a belt. This preparation next best for me. Keen on 11 ahead of 15, 4 and 8.
11 from 15, 4 and 8. So the even money for the Mick Price train runner in the maiden. We go to race 4, maiden over 1590. Now this race take out 7, 9 and 10 along with number 18. Here we've got number 3, Hard Got at $3. $3.70 for Oklahoma Days. $3.10 favourite for She's Deluxe. And that's the main trio.
Hard Got had no luck at all last start. They're going to need a good ride from an inside draw here with Dan Steckhouse, not to get shuffled back a bit like he did last start, but geez, going well. And when he did get clear last time, he was terrific, and this trip should suit. Going to go with 3, Hard Got, ahead of 12, Oklahoma Days. I think they're the two key runners, perhaps extended out to 13. She's deluxe. But Oklahoma Days was much better last start. She can be a bit hit and miss, but that was a good performance last start. Gets a nice run from the draw. She's deluxe has certainly jumped out and trialled up like a horse that wants to kick off the career in this distance range, and she'll get out over even further as she gets deeper into her career. And one count of SX, maybe the 1300 was just too short on debut, gets up in trip here with the winkers on. 3-12, 13-1.
So we go 3 from 12. 13-1 in that event, race number 4. We head over to the next, of course, on the program, and having a look at race number 5. Here, the scratchings in the 1300 metre race take out runners 6, 10 and also the 15. We've got number 1 Blue Valor at 390, 480 Honolulu Lass. Sheer Madness is at 380 favourite, 750 for Bear Witness, Hard Faith at $4.20.
I think Blue Valor will probably roll across from that wider barrier draw, and look, he did all the chasing last start and was solid to the line in a similar race here, and Drysdale Spirit just kept going and just held him off, and I think Drysdale Spirit goes around a good chance in the next race. I'm going to trust that form line here. He's certainly very consistent and hard and fit, number 1, Blue Valor. 9, Hard Faith. It's a significant drop in grade here. He's been going around in benchmark 64 level last start. Gets down in grade here to the 58, and I think gets a nice run from an inside draw. 4, Honolulu Lass is first up. She's had a typical preparation from Paddy Payne. You don't see them pushed out at trials and jump outs and the like, but she looks like she'll be strong late at the end of this trip. And I've included Sheer Madness, who was just poor last start, been back to the jump outs and just had a quiet time, but it just seems to be a horse that you've got to take a little bit on trust. 1-9-4-5.
So we go 1 from 9, 4 and 5. Quaddy Legs, race number 6 being the first of those, take out number 4 along with the 15. The market's got number 1 Princess Arrow, 8, 6 for Rock and Roll Rock, then you're down to 370 Drysdale Spirit, 7 for Magic Thor, down to Dame Vassa, who is a $5 chance.
He's going very well, Drysdale Spirit. He's deep into the preparation now, or deep enough, 5 runs in, hard and fit, and just has a good racing style that lends it to being able to make your own luck and riding the speed. Mentioned that's the form reference in the previous race with Blue Valor. Drysdale Spirit's had a run since that victory and continues to race well. I'm going to go with 5. Head of 11, Dame Vassa. She can be a real problem getting in and out of the barriers, but Chelsea Hall knows her well, and if she does begin cleanly, she's got the ability to win this race. She just does a few things wrong with her racing manners. Isa Bay was a solid enough winner last start, been back to the trials since to keep up to the mark, and 2, Rock and Roll Rock was a pretty good run first up and will be fitter. 5, 11, 9, 2.
So we go 5 from 11, 9 and 2, race 6, first leg of the quaddy, to race number 7. This is over 1,170 metres. You can take out runners 6, 8 and also the 10. We've got number 3, Hussey's Glow, 550. Langrow at 230, the favourite. 480 for a Sterling Dash. Down to Khan Mosh, who is at $8.50.
Langrow's the key runner. He was terrific winning first up with Ollie aboard at Bendigo. He jumped out well going into that race. That was a benchmark 64, and this is a pretty high rating for a Monday benchmark 70 here. He takes that next grade up, but gee, there was a bit of arrogance about his win. There might be a bit more pressure and a bit more depth to this race, but I still think he's the one to beat for Langrow. We had a 3, Hussey's Glow. She'll be off the speed and working home, and the barrier draw dictates that she'll get back, but that's generally her racing style first up at this trip anyway. 9, a Sterling Dash, has been running well enough in, I think, probably stronger races than this. Fitter for 2 runs back from a spell and can just tuck in behind the speed. And 11, Khan Mosh, has trialled up nicely to run first up here for Sean Dwyer. 4, 3, 9, 11.
4 from 3, 9 and 11. Then over to race 8, take out runners 1, 4 and also the 13. Here we see number 2, Tudor Rule at 480, 330 for Kipe, $9 for Shrippershire Lass, and then you're down to 650 for Powers Lookout and True Kisses, who was an $8 chance.
Going with Tudor Rule here, Nards, I just think probably has to try and get a spot midfield from that barrier draw, but was 1600 back to 1200 metres last start and was working home, and that just might have been the run he had to have to be kept up to the mark to stay in the 1600 metre distance range that he is here, and that's his right distance range, and it just might have been a run he had to have last start, and I thought he ran well enough at that unsuitable short trip. 2 ahead of 5, Shropshire Lass, who's trialled up nicely enough to resume here with the blinkers on. for Mick Price, getting a good grounding with a good solid hit out in a recent official barrier trial. Aldo might have been a bit flat, second up from a long break, but his first up run was good. He'd be fitter with those two runs under the belt. And three Kipe, I'm just not too sure if he's savaging the line like he was last preparation, but he's fitter for three runs back. 2, 5, 6, 3.
So we go 2 from 5. 6 and 3 in race number 8, and then we go over to the final event, race 9, and this is over 1170. You can take out runners 1, 2, 7, 14, 15, and also number 18. And here we see number 3, Avapardi at $4, $7 for Baradine Boy, down to Southern Turf, who's at $4, $8.50 for Rosie Goodnight, $3.80 for Riverina Romance. It's the current favourite.
I think there's been a good trim up in number eight, Southern Turf, this morning, but I still think around about that $4 is a bit of value. Riding the speed in the race with Sam's Image and was actually the horse that ended up crossing Nature Strip, though it was going so fast last start at Caulfield in a race where the weight conditions and the class of the race certainly didn't suit Southern Turf anywhere near as much as today. I think from an inside draw against inferior opposition, if he can just reproduce that run, and he got put through the fence halfway down the straight also in that race at Caulfield and was able to pick himself up and still find the line okay. I think that's clearly the best form line coming into this, and I still think there's a bit of value about number 8, Southern Turf, ahead of 6, Kissy Me, who just maps really well, hard and fit, consistent in this grade. 12, Riverina Romance, fitter for one run back from a spell, and 3, Avapardi, might be next best. The each way's trimming up, might have to go 1 unit the win, 2 units the place on 8, ahead of 6, 12 and 3.
So we go 8 from 6, 12 and 3 in the final event. What about your best roughy quaddie in your play of the day?
Race 3, number 11, Lael, is the best for me, Nards, and still think there's value about race 9, number 8, Southern Turf. For the quaddie, first leg 2, 5, 9, 11. Second leg 3, 4 and 9. Third leg 2, 5, 6 and... I've got 3 written there, Nards, but there, 2, 5, 6 and 3. Sorry, that's not in numerical order. I confused myself there. And the last leg, 3, 6, 8 and 12. And I'm going to take a running double into my best bet as my play of the day. Race 2, numbers 6 and 10 into race 3, number 11, Lael.
Wonderful. All the best of luck with it, Warren. Thank you. We'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks, Nards.